Through in an hour here, thereabouts. I'd like to call the meeting to order. First of all, I'd like to welcome all new members on the committee. It's 5:05, we're starting the meeting. We have Joe Maloney on my right. We have Tracy Bartels, who has been president at the Ways and Means for how many terms? How many years?
I think this is my ninth year, the eighth year.
Welcome you. We have Lynn Archer. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Laura Petit. And myself. And saying all that, let's get into resolutions. All right, resolution number 12, setting a public hearing for Local Law 4, time of 6:20 on March 13th. Someone move it, please.
Move. I'll second it.
Second. Any discussion on the public hearing? Hector?
Mr. Chair, as you probably noticed, Resolution 12 and Resolution 26, which are basically Local Law Number 4 and Local Law Number 5, are strikingly similar. I was planning on actually discussing this in caucus and sort of figuring out which version we sort of liked better. So I don't know if you want to go and actually have them both moved at the same time, considering that one is... they're very similar.
That's the question. Why don't we just hold both of those up till next week?
I was going to suggest that let them go through laws and rules and have the laws and rules discussion. Yeah. I mean, we could talk about both of them and then distinction.
We're only
if you
talking
want.
About the setting of the time.
Well, right, but we have to determine which one we're going to move
he's going to hopefully come up with one.
Do you guys want
resolution?
To
resolution? You're going to have a caucus tonight.
We're going to have caucus tonight. We're going to discuss this. So.
All right, so
which one is the same? 12 and
12
what?
26.
12 and 26.
The one that you
yours
and
mine
Joe, but technically called.
They called
like
that they put
now.
Jim, but
it
not
is,
Joe.
And maybe after I said
right.
it, yeah.
Dave, you all right with that?
We have lots of Maloney's.
All right, so we're going to hold off on these resolutions till next week. And whatever comes before
I'll
us, we'll take an action.
Make
a motion to postpone resolution 12 and 26, please. Tracy?
I'll second.
And, but on this, I do want to make a point that, this resolution just came short last time, and it's a resolution dealing with not being able to transfer money out of personnel lines and into program lines. And I know some people were saying that there were some emergency situations where that had to happen, but that's not really true because you can move money from other areas and then always go back and say, all right, I'm going to take that out of that personnel line if I need it, and then come to the legislature at that point. So that's the way I kind of look at it is next Monday I probably would not be here. So I wouldn't be able to make my argument. I wanted to put the argument on a record.
Well, see how liberal I am. I let you talk today, even though you're not supposed to be talking about the substance of the resolution. Say, I'm just a good guy for you, Dave.
I know. I
know you were going to be here next week, too.
I know that. That's what that's what I love you for. That's why we had this bromance.
Yeah, I know. Feel the love in the air. All right, Resolution 13, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Walker Valley Chemical Engine Number 1.
I'll move it.
A second, please.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 21, authorizing the chairman to enter into agreement with Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District for 2018. Move.
I'll move it.
A second.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 27, approving the execution of contracts in excess of $50,000 for Brady County, Cone Inc., Department of Public Works. Someone move it, please.
I'll move it.
Second. A second, please.
Second.
I have a question on it.
Any, Tracy?
Yeah, so the contract said that the term started in September. Why is it, 17, why is it coming to us late? Is there a reason?
Burke, can you answer? Ken, can you answer why it's coming at this point?
I'm guessing is because it's off the OGS bid.
Okay.
There's probably timing involved with getting the contract done. I mean,
okay.
I can find out more.
Yeah, I'm just curious, okay. Timing-wise. I don't have a problem with this one.
But I can find out later why it's done now in September.
Okay.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 28. approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 to Buddy County, Atlantic Paving, excuse me, Marketing Inc., Department of Public Works. Move. No one's going to move it? For discussion?
For the purpose of discussion, I'll move it.
Second? No second?
Second.
Ah. Whoa.
I'm just being quiet. I need more questions on this one, but I'm not going to even ask them.
So there's these mysterious questions.
Well, I always ask about what, because I recall, yeah, exactly. I ask the same question every time because I recall when we did this on our own and then this discussion about turning the paint and the reflective, and every time I ask about doing it on our own, and every time it's just answered that it's cheaper this way.
Oh, it's cheaper. Well, how do we know that it's cheaper, though?
We don't, because, well,
I've seen some information.
But we need to go and actually look at how much it actually costs for us to actually go and get, you know, get the machine, the paint, and all the different pieces that would actually go into it. I mean, don't get me wrong, it probably is cheaper. I mean, I suspect, because we actually used to do it. Tracy, you remember from the old days, we actually
That's what I'm
we
saying, that's what I do remember.
Actually, yeah. Rich and Dave, you were also around during that time, back in...
Well, actually, it's a whole difference how you store the paint today than it was before.
True.
It's a whole
it
different ball game.
Regarding
the whole
thing. Are you saying it was harder to store it?
It's harder to store it now? Today with all the environmental concerns.
Environmental regulations with the paint.
The reason I asked the same question, which I wasn't even going to ask because I feel like a broken record, but the reason I asked the same question is that I feel like, having been here as long as I've been, that we don't often look back, because this is a long time ago, and provide analysis of why a decision that we made in order to save money actually was a smart decision. We don't see, okay, this is what it was costing us then. We, you know, that we sold, we had to do it, we had to sell the machine, you know, we made decisions that cost money, so it would cost more money to get back in, which is now factored in, but it's just, it's frustrating to me because I personally can't have the confidence that it is cheaper this way because I don't have the information, even a retroactive analysis. That's why I ask the same thing every time, but I feel like, okay, that's where we're at.
Well, I can't make an analysis of, you know, what it would cost if we had to buy the machinery today and everything else, but I mean, I think they can give you a better handle of what their estimate would be if they had to do it in-house versus going outside. I mean, they know what the price is outside.
We know what the price is outside, okay. And every year when I've asked, it comes back about a discussion about how it's a very tight, which I appreciate, a tight window where you're actually painting, where the weather's conducive, where the hours, the daylight, et cetera, this issue about storing the paint. But it doesn't give me a financial comparison, and it's something that we, you know, I don't know how many years ago we made the decision, but it's a long time ago. I remember when we made the decision because I remember there was a lot of discussion about it at mm-hmm. that time. And I just wish when we made those kinds of decisions that we looked back just to hopefully pat ourselves on the back and say, see, that was a smart decision.
Validate the assumption. Yeah.
Or?
Well, would it make sense since this is, it looks like it's the second extension because there's probably another one, would this make sense to ask the county controller to do an audit comparison of what it would cost in-house purchasing equipment
I don't think they have the expertise, no disrespect for them, they don't have the expertise because we don't have the machinery anymore.
Well, I mean, you would be able to.
Yeah, but you could, I think the point would be, and I think what Tracy's point would be, is that what would have happened if we kept the machinery, and what would have been cost to do?
We could look at what it did cost us at the time. We can analyze
what
it did cost us.
What would it cost today if we did it ourselves, if we had the machinery?
That's the problem.
Kathy?
And then I think it would be appropriate to bring this back, the question back up, go ahead and move this along, bring mm-hmm. this question to mm-hmm. Public Works and ask for the data on the financial benefits mm-hmm. of this transition.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I wasn't even going to bring it up.
All right, so we'll have Amber.
Right. We should be doing that on a regular basis, but, you know,
Amber,
you
kindly ask the Department of Public Works to see if they would give us an evaluation.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? If not, roll call in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 29, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50, Downing County Bridge and Rail, Inc. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. If not, roll call in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? No. Resolution 30, approving the execution of a contract causing the aggregate amendment to be in excess of 50 entered by the county, Town and Country Bridge and Rail, Inc. Move.
I'll move for discussion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion?
I have a question.
Go on.
So this one, we're extending the not to exceed number. We're increasing the not to exceed number. But when I asked how much we expensed up to year to date from 17, it was only $34,000. So we didn't even meet the previous not to exceed number, and we're asking to extend it. Does anyone know why? Increase it? Anyone know why we're doing that?
Gentlemen, know anything?
No.
Ten?
No. Perfect.
All right, let's hold resolution 30. That's the pleasure of the committee. All right, Tracy, make a motion to hold it, please.
I'll make a motion to postpone it.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Before we go any further, Amber brought to my attention, we did not approve the minutes of the December 19th meeting and the December 12th meeting. Everybody, there's copies here. I want to make a motion to approve both of them, please.
I will.
Tracy, second.
I wasn't at 19.
You have enough votes here? I mean, none of us are.
You can vote on it.
Yeah, we have to. It's kind of the first meetings. Are,
you can actually vote on it.
Yeah. Otherwise, the first meeting of a year would never get.
You're okay. Yeah, I was going to say, like, this would be a bigger problem if you didn't do that.
So, all right, second, please.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
You're just really saying that you think that they're correct.
Yeah. You got to be.
All right, resolution 31, approving the execution of a contract excess of 50 entered by the county, Ashley Mechanical, Department of Public Works. Moved?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 32, approving the execution of a contract excess of 50 entered by the county, PMC Associates, Ulster County Sheriff. Moved?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Questions?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
How often does anyone know how often we have to do this kind of total replacement of cables?
No idea.
I mean, I'm curious. I don't necessarily have to hold it if everyone else wants to move it, but I'd like to get that answer.
When are you on?
32. It says that we're totally replacing and upgrading all the communication cables in the mobile control center, which is $95,000.
I don't think we do it that often.
I think we asked him that, and it was the first time in a long, long time.
Okay.
But I don't remember how long.
Okay, I'm okay moving it forward, but I'd like to get an answer on that if we could.
Amber?
Thanks.
Right, thank you. All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. 33, approving the execution of a contract excess of $50,000 for the county legal services of Ulster County. I'm sorry, of Hudson Valley, Department of Probation.
I'll move it.
A second, please.
Second.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Are we already doing this, and if so, or do they have the contract currently?
If you recall, yes, 2 years ago, the legislature added additional funds for war crime victims. This is a continuation of those program dollars.
This is great.
This is in addition to what we already give.
Uh-huh.
Right?
It's an extension.
You increased the funds two cycles ago. This continues.
Right.
It's great. I'm very happy.
Did law enforcement get an update around usage and the performance of the program? Do we ever look at that?
It's one of those things to look at.
It does. I'll check with law enforcement.
All right.
I believe that the need is greater than the money.
No, I totally understand, but it would be great
to
have an insight into that.
All right, all in favor, say aye on 33.
Aye.
Anybody against? If not, 34, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered by the County Ulster County Industrial Development Agency, Department of Planning. Move, please.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second. Any committee members first want to talk? Hector?
So, Mr. Chair.
Who was the second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Mr. Chair, thank you. I actually had moved at one point to postpone this in economic development because I think there were some questions about structurally how it works with the Office of Economic Development Services and the IDA. I know that I've asked for information in the past and had difficulties getting that information. and it becomes a whole thing as to which hat they're wearing at what specific time. And so I think that we should at least just have that discussion. So I'm just asking that it be postponed.
Wasn't that discussion had already? Hold on. Wasn't that discussion?
No, we did not have that kind of development.
What's the question?
Why do I not have that in
this packet? What's that?
Which one is
34.
34. It's on the back.
34.
It's on the back.
It's about.
It's on the back of. Yeah, it was hard to find.
Yeah, sorry.
It starts here. It threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
On the back.
They're double-sided paper.
Now, this one is, for which one is it?
This is the IDA. This is the contract that gets signed theoretically gets signed every year between Office of Business Services and the IDA. And I'm saying that there's difficulty in that relationship as to which hat's being worn at what time. So I'm just asking about just to postpone it for 1 month.
I happen to have that conversation
that I wanted to have in committee.
Joe?
I happen to agree. I have a lot of issues with the IDA. This is one of them. I asked for information I wasn't able to get recently. It was basic information.
What information you want?
I wanted the last 4 or 5 years. I wanted the list of applications, a list of approved applications, the tax exemption monetary value that was involved in the granted applications, the length of the terms, and I wanted a list of the types of businesses they were. This is the type of information that should be sitting in front of the IDA members as they're deciding whether to give out.
Right.
And the best I could get after calling Suzanne several times was a link to a New York State website to kind of go and do a report on my own. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. It's not acceptable.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just say for the record, it's my understanding that the request was for years and years worth of data.
I just said 4 to 5 years.
I'm just responding to the question.
So, hold on, Joe. He has the floor. Let him speak.
Just for the record.
I apologize.
The request was for years of data. The director did not have the ability to drop everything she was doing and do 3 days worth of research. So she had said, what I understand is that here's a website where you can get all the information. If you can't find it, you still need help, call me and I will help you complete the request. Again, it was just a lot of data needed immediately. This woman, she was able to drop everything. And similar request, I know Legislator Rodriguez asked for some information relating to the last landmark application. It was just a lot of data. And again, it was just it took a while to compile it.
All right, Joe?
The idea that was certainly a lot of data if you didn't have it on hand. That is the problem, that this data wasn't on hand. I mean, these are things that bankers in the private sector would certainly have on hand when giving out this amount of money, and it wasn't there. So the fact that it's going to take research is really the alarming part.
I mean, literally, that's years worth of records we may not have in the folder right there. I mean,
you need to have things that in the folder.
We have things in archives.
All right, listen, everyone, no one talk unless you're chosen to be talked. I allow you to talk. Not me, but I mean, let's have a little organization. Lynn?
I would concur. I mean, I do think that we need to, we should even have a spreadsheet of what kind of transactions have been happening. And I respect that there's a lot that's entailed in all of this, but a top level overview of how many businesses were awarded, how much was awarded, we should be having a keeping a record of run rate of what's going on and what kinds of IDA proposals or pilots have been given out. I don't disagree.
That wasn't the request.
And,
okay. No, I hear you, but I think there's an opportunity here. That's what I'm saying. I think.
Okay.
Dave.
I mean, I have to agree with Lynn also. That stuff and Joe, that stuff should be readily handled. I mean, that should be right there. You should be able to pull that right up. I mean, to me, it seems like it should be able to. I mean, what do you do when you're advertising it for other people even? Well, you say, here, this is what we've given out in the past and so on. I mean, that should come right up. I mean, it should be able to run at least for the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, I realize that maybe like he was saying, that's a lot of work if you don't have it all set up right now, but it should be set up.
Joe?
I think not only should we have it, obviously the IDA should have it, but our constituents should be able to look that kind of information up as well. When we're talking about the number, the dollar amounts that are being, you know, passed through these public beneficiary corporations, it's almost like they're public-private shadow government sometimes, the way they act, and there's not a lot of transparency. And to be making the right kinds of decisions on giving these pilots out, to not have that information is crazy. When I went to get a loan for my liquor store 3 years ago, I was turned down by the first bank because they had too many liquor stores in their portfolio. The fact that this RIDA is not functioning the same way the private sector does, doing their due diligence, making sure, following up and finding out whether or not we're advertising correctly. And all I heard the other day was the number of pilots we are giving out, like eight is better than six. I mean, it's just a really scary conversation.
Hector?
I just hope that at this point someone in the committee would make a motion to postpone for 1 month.
I'll make that motion.
Hold on.
It's been made. It's been, Mr. Chair, he made the motion.
Hector.
I'll pull it back.
Relax, all right? We're having a discussion here, and let's continue to have the discussion. At the end, we'll see what we're going to do. Ken?
Mr. Chairman, I just know that top-level data, like Legislator Archer and others have talked about, is easily accessible. The specific request was for a lot of data that was literally, we have to, you know, go into files and go through records. The director pointed out, you know, but there's a state website that summarizes all this if you want to grab it. You know, it literally, she wasn't able to drop everything she was doing for that
understand.
Kind of volume.
But the thing is, again, there's concerns here, or valid concerns, okay? Suzanne, is there something that you can get it to us by next week regarding... what Joe has requested, not the full length, maybe not a 5 year, maybe a 2 year.
We've already been working on his request, so yeah.
And so you'll have this for us to look at it by next week?
Sure.
Okay, so in saying that, Joe, and I don't want to cut you
short. I just have one quick question.
Go on.
Can you give me the total monetary, the combined number of tax exemptions we've given out over the last 3 to 5 years? Can you give me a big number of what it is, what it adds up to?
I don't have a number.
Okay. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
But the reason is, it's not straightforward. A lot of times, the IDA will make a decision to incentivize a project. The incentives will kick off immediately, but sometimes it takes a few years for the work to get done. So the assessment doesn't take place for a few years, and so it doesn't actually go up in year one. Sometimes it doesn't go up to year two or year three. So the value, it's up to a certain amount. It's not...
If it didn't go into effect, then that wouldn't be in the total number that I'm asking for right now.
So
to not have some basic numbers.
Go on, Suzanne.
It's going to require a little bit of research that we've already begun, and I should have it for you by next week.
Right.
So in saying that, I would like, maybe we could hold this off to next week, see what information comes in, and make a decision next week. So
great.
Someone make a motion to postpone it 1 week.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? Everybody happy with that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 35, approving the execution of a contract, $50,000 for the county, Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, Department of Planning. Move. Lynn?
I'll move with the questions.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Question?
I brought this up in economic development. Again, moving money into UCEDA without a finite understanding of what the money is being spent on and what the program, the marketing program that this is supporting, to me, is just passing through money without accountability. And I've already had the conversation with the executive and with Ken and... you know, obviously we need more information. I can't vote on this until I have that information. And so we have not set up a meeting yet, timing-wise. I'd like to try and see it, but I'm not seeing how it can happen before the end of this week and into next. So I'm a no on this. I was a no on this, and I still have concerns about spending money. We have no understanding of what it's being spent on, what results we've had in the past, and why it's worth investing again.
Tracy?
question for Lynn. Then would you be comfortable with postponing a month so that
postponing
you could have
a month give time to really understand it? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, I'm not comfortable.
Because I had some of the same questions, and I know that I recall in your last term this came up often and trying to work through it. I would be fine. I mean, I'll make a motion to postpone it a month. I don't know what the pleasure of the committee.
Hold on 1 second before you make a motion.
Okay, right. Sorry.
Hector?
It was actually just what Legislator Bartels has brought up, which was basically I was going to suggest that the committee postpone 1 month.
Just got kicked underneath the table. Can't postpone it a month yet. Postpone it to the next meeting. That's all. We postpone it next week.
And then
you can postpone 1 month.
I think you can postpone it. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You can't set a
date. So you can postpone to the next meeting, which would be next week.
Mm-hmm. And then next week you would postpone.
We're just used to it.
Ways and Means meets twice in a session as opposed to other committees only meet once. So is that a concern that you have to postpone it incrementally instead of leapfrogging next week?
But. No. But we postponed a month before, so this
just
is not.
Just trying to frame the question.
No. I understand that, but clearly,
were you saying that's improper to postpone a month?
No, I'm just trying to frame the question.
No. You can postpone a month.
Practically, I think the rules say you postpone until the next meeting of the committee. The
if that's what our rules say, then.
Is next week because Ways and Means.
Then we violated our rules a couple times.
Yeah, if that's what our rules say, that's what I'm just clarifying. But that's what our rules say.
All right. Let's everybody has the understanding. Postpone it to next week. You'll worry about it next week, all
right?
Right, okay. Motion.
So good.
We have a plan now.
All right, Tracy made a motion to postpone it to next week.
I'll
second.
With the understanding that
all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, Resolution 36, approving the contract exodus for Cincinnati County, Calarusso and Sons, Department of Planning. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. Any discussion?
Yeah, I have a question on this. It's notice to proceed is in August, and we're doing this now, but then the effective date on the amendment on the contract. Wait, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Sorry. Don't have that here. I think there was a discrepancy on the agreement. Uh-oh. I don't have it in front of me. The agreement.
Dennis, you're familiar with
here.
That?
Chris is.
Yeah.
Chris, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to find it, Chris. I thought I had it, but.
We haven't done a notice to proceed with Calarusso yet because we need to have this approval in place. So the sequencing would be you pass it on the 13th. We go back to them, giving them the notice of award. They have to then go get a performance bond, and we would commence construction ideally by March 1st.
Is that because of the size of this project, the amount of this project? I guess this is
what this
is. This is the process? I'm sorry.
We've given them a note. We've told them of our intent to award, so they're clear that they're the low bidder. They knew that day.
Okay.
However, because of the way the project's set up, they have 10 days from our notice of award to go and get this bond that costs them money. So we wouldn't make them expend that money until we have a final say from the legislature.
Got it. Okay.
And that works perfectly with our time frame. Our goal all along has been to get to construction by March 1st, so we have a 30-day window to take down the trees that need to be removed. You may know we face tree clearing windows in which we can clear trees till March 31st because of the Indiana and Northern long-eared bats. We don't have a ton of trees here, but we have more than five. You know, it would be hard to do it without getting it done in the window. So we're on track to start on March 1st, and then it would be a five-month construction season. And this bid is $120,000 below the budgeted amount. So the fact that the Tappan Zee Bridge is winding down has seemed to start to help us on some of these bids.
Okay.
This company is also doing the town's Phase 3 project, which is adjacent to this. So we gained some efficiencies from them only having to mobilize once. Mm-hmm. It really has worked out quite well.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We have a motion. You second, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
I second.
Yeah. Right. And I think I made the motion.
All right. Any other discussion?
This is the Ashokan Trail?
No, this is
not the Ashokan. Rail Trail West.
Rail Trail West.
From the
other end.
Lloyd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 37, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 Enterbury County Family of Woodstock Department of Social Services. Move.
I'll move for discussion.
Move second.
Second.
Second, please.
Second.
Hold on, Hector. Anybody on the committee want to talk for it? Joe, you want to say something?
On
this,
I want to. Tracy? On this?
Yeah.
I have some questions.
Go on.
So my first question on this was, and I communicated with Amber today on it, was that we're approving a not to exceed amount that's in the past. So I had asked Amber, since we're retroactively amending this, does that mean that we've already exceeded the number? Then Amber got me we made a previous amendment last year to increase the not to exceed amount. So I asked Amber what had been expended thus far, because again, it's all in the past. And on the financial system, it says that nothing's been expended thus far, even though we're supposed to bill monthly. So I'm just confused why we're exceeding not to exceed amounts, increasing not to exceed amounts.
I can answer it.
Okay.
Legislator Bartels, we need these dollars to close out the 17 contract. This is for the Family Inn,
mm-hmm.
which is our contracted family shelter.
Right.
One, homelessness has increased in the county due to cold weather this fall, but we had an anomaly where we had two very large families staying at the inn. One of them was a family of 10. And we would normally use a hotel to house a family of this nature, but you just can't house a family of five or more in a hotel. You must use this shelter. So it was an anomaly. It's very expensive sheltering, especially because it's a per person
a
per day. Mm-hmm. So, these families are 100% reimbursed through the CANF program.
But let me ask, why does our expense system, why does our software not show anything? If they're billing monthly and it's now we're talking about a year that's closed out, why can I not easily access what has been billed? Because it's now just like, it's on faith. It's, we've exceeded that number, but there's no bill, there's no supporting documentation.
I suspect it's probably through the state system.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because it's a...
It wouldn't show in our finances through the state system.
These are emergency shelter for TANF cases.
Could be paid through WMS.
So are you saying, so far, this not to exceed amount, this is the real number of what we've spent on this contract?
No, I know it was $99,000 and change. We needed to close off the contract. And again, it's mostly because of these two very large families we had to house.
Okay. But it's just confusing to me that we can't see, if they're billing monthly, who are they, they're billing the
it's
state?
Through the state, and then we go ahead and cut the checks through WMS in terms of the state system. Every day, put the expense, mm-hmm. the county's expense, in our general ledger, but the backup is in the state system. I can find out, make sure that I'm going on a limb and saying that's probably the case here.
No, again, it's my understanding we reached the end. We don't have enough authority to pay the final bills out for the year. That's what we're looking.
But if they're billing monthly, you're saying we wait 12. They bill monthly and then we wait 12 months to pay.
I'm saying is they're getting paid through the state system.
You're not seeing the payment.
You're not seeing the payment in our financial system because it's not through our system.
But we're half of it. We're half of the. We pay half of the expense.
No, that's not the case. This is for two shelters. This is for the Darmstadt shelter, mm-hmm. which houses different types of people eligible for public assistance. This is, we're talking about the family, and the family in is 100% reimbursed.
Mm.
So family cases, people that are open to TANF are 100% reimbursed. Safety net cases, which are more the single adults that we would have at the Darmstadt, are 29% reimbursed. So again, these are family cases. Again, this is really just to have the contract ability to pay the final bills. Mm. I believe the payment goes through the state system. That's why if you look for it,
yeah, so.
And they don't offset the contract in the system?
It's going to be just because it's just a lump sum that gets posted every day.
But shouldn't it be tied to the contract?
It can't. It's just an import through the state system. Yeah.
Hector?
I was just going to suggest, okay. Mr. Chairman, considering that the Human Services Committee has not met, I think they meet on Friday, you may want to hold off on this as well as the other resolution, because that committee has yet to even meet, and you can discuss this next week after the committee has actually met.
I'm going to provide the same information.
That was what I was going to suggest.
All right. So someone make a motion to hold it the next week?
I'll make a motion to hold.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 38, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 Enterbury County, Bound Design LLC. Move.
Second.
by?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Can I, yep. I see that Dennis is here. Can we get a little background on how this project came about?
Sure.
The first time hearing of it.
This project was part of a unified planning work program for the Transportation Council. It's a wayfinding study for the city of Kingston. We went through an RFP process, created a committee which involved the city individuals as well, chose this consultant, and have drafted the contract and are ready to go. It's 100% federally reimbursable.
Wow.
We matched the federal requirements with the staff.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
39, authorizing the chairman to enter an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for A2 Prosecution Program, DA. Move.
I'll move it.
Second? A second, please.
Second.
Questions? Discussion?
I mean, I just had one question.
Yep.
I'm prepared to vote for this today, but I'm just curious, maybe Amber, you could see if we could get a summary of the types of cases that they focused on based on the priorities list, because they broke down a grading of priorities that began with violent criminals and ended with all kinds of crime, including narcotics usage. So I'm just curious where they spent the money last time. I'm fine with supporting it now, but I'm curious if they do any kind of follow-up and reporting on it.
I can ask.
Thank you.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution 40, authorizing the chairman to enter an agreement with the City of Kingston for Hazardous Materials Response Services Emergency Management. Move.
I'll move it.
A second.
Second.
I have a question on this one, too. So.
Go on.
Okay. So the contract that was included in the backup is an old contract. Do we have a new contract? It was super specific, and it was from 2008 to expired in 2017. And it said in the backup that a portion is paid out of Homeland Security money. Do we know what portion is paid out of Homeland Security money?
Bart?
And do we have a new contract? Have we created a new contract?
Then do we have a new one? From the county attorney's office.
Okay. Because that contract was super specific to those years. It went through each year of what they were going to do and what kind of, I mean,
is there anything they could add? No.
Can we hold it till next week and just get
answers?
Yeah,
that was answered.
Including the homeland question.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, motion to hold, Trace?
I'll make that motion, yes.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
42. Authorizing the chairman to execute agreement with lease agreement with the town of Warsing and substation of Ulster County Sheriff's Office.
41.
Yeah, no, 41. No, that's not us. No financial impact.
41? 40,
41.
42.
42. We
42.
It. Why
no,
we
we're
40.
41?
40 were put 40. On hold.
There's a 41 in the packet.
Yeah, they're back, but it's not coming before.
Oh.
It's not Ways and Means. No
42.
Financial impact.
Oh, right. 42.
42.
For some reason I wrote 41. Mm-hmm.
We have a
42.
Motion by Laura, second by who?
Second.
Second. Discussion?
How was the $312 reached? I mean, it seems like a bargain, but it's such a random number.
We weren't actually. I researched this. We weren't charged
dollar?
Before.
I know we weren't paying.
FAA regulations require. So this is feds that are saying here's $312.
Oh, the feds said what we had to be charged.
Yeah,
to?
And I don't know where we're
based on square footage.
Yeah.
We were able to do it as a ground lease because the building was built to our specifications to house the sheriff. Mm-hmm. Usually, when you lease it. It's seen as the building is theirs and you get a commercial rate. But this is a ground lease rate, which is substantially
less.
You know, it's just, it's, yeah.
But we won't pay anything before.
Well, 312 is very cheap.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
43, authorize the chairman to execute agreement, Department of Transportation to accept the New York State funds for Ulster and Dutchess County Public Transit. Link. Moved.
Second.
Discussion, roll call, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
44, execute a contract with New York State Housing Trust Fund Corporation represented by the Office of Community Renewal for the federal funding for the implementation of community development block grants. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
45, authorize the chairman to enter the executive grant agreement with New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historical Preservation for the rail trail project. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
46, resolution to include cost for due diligence of a project labor agreement for the trail construction department of planning. Moved.
Move it.
Move it. Second.
Second.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
48, authorize the chairman to enter agreement with New York State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services, Department of Mental Health. Move. Move.
Move it.
Move. Second. Laura, second. For discussion.
I'll second for discussion. Yeah.
All right, there's some questions here. The question earlier in the day Joe mentioned was that there's four agencies that are involved here, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Can we eliminate one of the agencies?
The simple answer would be no, Mr. Chairman. So this is essentially an outline of funds that will flow through the state. To be honest, this agreement is a long-standing, something that's been handled at the departmental level for many, many years. Through our due diligence this year, we made the determination this is technically an intermunicipal agreement, so we decided to send it to the legislature. So this basically outlines available dollars coming through OASIS. You accept the pot, but then we'll bring back individual contracts for each provider. And so if the legislator wanted to weigh in against a particular contract, that would be their opportunity to vote against a specific contract.
So. Do we want to, in being consistent with our earlier, do we want to postpone this until the Health and Human Services meets and discusses it?
Well, I think we're just going forward. I mean, we're not authorized, like you said, we're not authorized in the contract with an agency right now. So, I mean, I think it's really a moot point.
Okay.
Joe?
So the way I understand it is we'll have that opportunity to have a discussion about possibly.
You're going to have each contract before you.
I would have no problem moving forward if our opportunity is.
RSS, is that your issue probably?
Yes.
So you'd have the chance to vote against RSS.
Okay.
Individual contracts.
Okay. So this pulls them all forward, but then we get them individually at a later point?
This is just an outline of available dollars.
Right. It's put the money in line.
It's
a plan document. It's an agreement that's been authorized at the departmental level for a long time.
Okay.
Just through our due diligence, we felt it met the definition of intermunicipal, so we sent it to the legislature.
What's the time frame? When will that be our next opportunity to...
I can't,
if you gave me a ballpark.
It'll be spring, but I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
I'll let you know. A few months before it happens.
And I appreciate that members of Saugerties and Associates have issues with RSS, so I'll make sure the committee knows it when they come.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion? Roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
49, authorize the chairman to execute intermunicipal agreement, preschool special education related services with the Onteora Central High School. Or Central School. Moved.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. In favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 50, amending the 2018 Ulster County budget to accept additional allocation of funds for New York State Children and Family Services to continue Safe Harbor Programming, Department of Social Services. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second it.
Any questions? Discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 51, authorize the acquisition of real property located at 2-4 South Chodakee Lake Road in Town of Lloyd in order to extend the site distance of vehicle traffic on the intersection of New Paltz Road and South Chodakee Lake Road, and authorize the chairman to execute the contract on behalf of Ulster County and all documents required for said acquisition.
I'll move it.
Second?
I have a question on this.
All right, hold on. I need a second.
Oh, sorry.
I'll second.
Okay. Go on, Chris.
So this property went up for tax sale, or did it go up with the bank? How do we become aware of this property?
They're going to
help. Yeah.
Jackson of the Department of Public Works came across this property. It was foreclosed by a bank, and the bank wants to get rid of it, and they're willing to sell it to the county for $50,000. This property, the house is situated directly on the intersection, and by removing the house, it saves $350,000 in my neighborhood.
I think it's great. The reason I'm asking the question is because, you know, we've been discussing over time, and it's something I want to work on this year, actually creating, and Bert, you and I have spoken about it a bunch, creating a policy, actually codifying how we deal with properties that go up for tax sale. And I know this didn't go up for tax sales, but I was curious about how it got flagged so that we knew about it, because that's something I'm interested in trying to determine how we work through that process. I think it's great that we have it, but that's exactly the reason I want to create it.
This one was just
Tom explained.
Yeah, this is the reverse. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom explained at the Public Works meeting that the department had been trying to get access to cut the bushes at that site, and so they were aware of what was happening at the
site.
It's
perfect. I mean, it's fortuitous.
And
for $50,000,
the bank has given permission to cut the bushes, and that already has improved things enormously at that intersection.
Right.
It's a creative solution, and I think that it's a great way to work something out to make it. And this has been a problem in the intersection for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm. I know the intersection.
Yeah. So, how do you come up with a final price without going out for a bid?
I don't know something what, like I don't, what they used in this particular. But again, it's my understanding it's a fair market value.
Okay.
I think overall, though, the county did very well at the purchase price of
$50,000. Yeah, that's without
the. All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 52, establishing capital project number.
You were there. You would have got it down to 4.
Probably.
Yeah.
Purchase of county fleet. 52.
Years from now,
move, please.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah.
Tracy?
So I was really happy to see the green purchases in the fleet. And I've struggled, and I just got to look through the packet today, but I'm thinking, first of all, the interceptors, which are, I'm assuming, patrol vehicles.
Sure.
Do we know
those
that?
Those are customized police intercept vehicles.
Okay. Yes. So interceptors, first of all, interceptors are the vehicles that had that issue with the exhaust that there's big lawsuits all over the country with right now, which I don't know if that's being taken into consideration at all, where the carbon monoxide's going back into the police vehicles. I don't know, it's been on the news. But I'm going to have to vote no on this, just because I really want to get a handle on every road patrol officer having a customized take-home vehicle. And I understand that we have a plan that's in place where 5 vehicles get switched every year and we get 5 new vehicles every year, but that's each vehicle gets individually customized and each officer takes them home each night. And I just think that that cannot be the most economical way to do this. So despite the fact that I love the green vehicles on the rest of the list, I'm going to be no on this until we actually have a full financial analysis.
Why don't you have a heart and go and say yes and then evaluate it later on?
No.
All right.
No.
All right,
but
any
it's
other
not
discussion?
The green issue.
If not, all in favor say aye. Aye. Anybody
aye.
Else?
Yeah.
And this money's already been budgeted, correct?
Yes.
Well, capital project.
Yeah.
Lynn, Joe? Yes,
yeah,
no.
The police don't need cars, though.
Yeah, right. No, I would say yes. Especially
how many
if it's been
out on
budgeted.
A road at a time. Everyone takes one home.
I feel like I need more information before I can vote on this. She brought something up I hadn't considered. And
which is what? I mean, what are you looking forward to?
The police, the interceptors. I mean, by bundling it all together.
Can I make a suggestion to the committee? If the sheriff vehicles are what's holding you up from voting, pull them out, because we always can amend the project later.
Does that work?
Because a lot of these, because I will say, in terms of the other vehicles, they're off a state bid, so the sooner, and I'm not rushing,
yeah,
but the sooner
I'm fine
we can
with that. It's only the
kind of
so that's
those
not
orders
a state bid, the interceptors
are
not?
I think
not?
They are, too,
they
but
are.
They're
okay.
Customized. That's the reason kind of why they're more expensive, because they're for sheriff purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So as I say to the committee, you can pull the sheriffs out, amend the total, and then we can come back and amend the project for the sheriff vehicles later.
Okay.
Can we address this with it by next week?
Well,
what,
we can address
sheriff?
It, but in the bigger picture, it's not going to get solved in a week for sure. I mean, really, every road patrol officer takes home a vehicle.
Yeah, but funding won't is not necessarily the funding of the vehicle. That's more of a policy change you're looking
well,
to
if
make, right?
I would argue that we probably don't need every officer to take home a customized vehicle, that there could be pool vehicles that you drive your vehicle to work, and then,
yeah,
then you head out
in
the customized vehicle.
I'm more than willing
vehicle.
To have that conversation, but that's not, we're dealing
we're
more
dealing
with appropriating
purchase.
The, yeah.
We're right now dealing with appropriating the funds, and that's what's holding up for me. I mean, I will make a motion to remove those and move the rest forward, and then we can have this discussion about the patrol vehicles.
All right.
Yeah, I would just say that this has been an ongoing issue for the last, I know when I was still here, this was an issue, and we still never got a satisfactory answer. And so perhaps the only way to do that is to pull it out and say before we move forward,
gotcha.
We need to understand, just so there's a frame of reference
all right.
for
there's
you.
There's a motion.
So,
Dave?
Yeah. Can I ask a question? What question was not answered?
The take-home vehicles.
That has been answered. He said that it gives him better coverage.
No, that wasn't the answer.
That
the
was
only
part of
the
answer.
Answer that I got, which is the repeat answer, was that the county benefits in the commute. That when the officers are technically off duty in the commute, that they are actually still in their car and could respond
could,
to a call, but no one could quantify how many calls they responded to in their off-duty mode. And then coverage was only addressed in terms of visibility in people's driveways, to which I said, okay, well, then we need to look at a map and make sure that these vehicles are spread equitably throughout the county. And I was told, well, that would reveal information
about
where people...
What about other take-home county vehicles?
Other take-home county vehicles?
How many other take-home county vehicles?
There's this, I mean, there's that, a report exists, right?
Wouldn't that be part of the same conversation? I mean, I don't want to just question the sheriff taking home vehicles. Why don't we question everybody that takes home a vehicle, the policy in general?
I agree with you, except that my concern about the sheriff, it's not so much about a take-home vehicle, it's about a take-home patrol vehicle. These are vehicles that have special light packages, special radios, special everything. You know, they're individually customized, and each road patrol officer drives one home, versus, to me, those vehicles make much more sense to be utilized from the driving to work and then heading off. And if there's an example, if someone could point out an example of someone who lives remotely who somehow benefits because they're patrolling some, you know, far corner of the county, then we could argue, have that discussion at that point. But I've never felt that I got to really
deal with this in ways and
means. What you're saying is they should drive the car back to the station.
I'm saying we need to have that
discussion.
Drop it off
and pick up their own car and go back in. I mean, to me, you're getting somebody on duty for a half hour beforehand or whatever. I mean, to me, it makes sense. I mean, and plus you're having somebody that's going to be the same person driving that car. There's something to be said for having the same person driving the car all the time because they know exactly what needs to be done to it.
Well, actually, we got two questions here.
Yeah.
First of all, purchase of the vehicle. All right.
Right.
Of course, we purchase them.
We purchase five a year, every
right.
year.
So, I mean, that's number one. I mean, we got to not purchase those five vehicles at this time. We could pull it out and do it that way. The question that I'm hearing more than anything else is not the vehicles, it's the policy
mm-hmm.
of
exactly.
the vehicles themselves.
Yeah. Yes.
And then there again, like Joe mentioned, it's not the policy just the sheriff. What's the policy of public work? What's the policy of
mm-hmm.
DDS and everything else? So, I mean, there's a whole other gamut here that,
right.
yeah,
but
just
the
because
take-home
we pull
vehicle
the
policy or procedure that's followed in the county does not apply to the sheriff's office.
Does not apply? Why doesn't it apply?
Well,
because they're considered
emergency
vehicles or whatever. They're considered. We do,
yeah.
but I'm saying right now that it does not apply
but
to the sheriff's
department. But the point is right now you're doing your five this year. And you're ready to do the five the next year, it'll come up again, and five the following year.
Right.
That's a policy we put in place. But the very reason we did not want to have, all of a sudden, the crap hitting the fan, we have to buy 15 cars.
We didn't put that policy in place. Sheriff put that policy in place.
We okayed that policy.
We okayed
every
year.
And the executive okayed that policy. They were all in agreement on that policy.
No.
So if you want to do that policy, fine. If you want to say, no, we don't want to do the five
See,
cars,
we
so
never,
that would be the argument.
But
excuse me, can I just answer what his issue? We did not approve a policy to buy five vehicles a year. We approve five vehicles right now. This is... which is why every year, when there's five police vehicles, I have this discussion. You heard it first in 2004. I've had this discussion for...
I know.
Right, which is why you smiled. Yeah, okay.
And but
you
we have in the past...
The leverage of not approving it right now is going to get us quicker, better answers?
I think it's the only way we're going to actually have a discussion.
Because we can change the policy whether we approve this or not, right?
Right. Yeah. That's the only way we're going to have a discussion.
So the reason you don't want to approve it right now is for... leverage to get answers that you're going to want. Is that, that's what I'm, no, I'm just saying, I mean, I
yeah,
understand
I
where you're
think
coming
that's
from.
What
well,
we're
just,
saying.
Let's just so everybody understands, because we approve this tonight, we're not going to have the cars tomorrow.
I know.
It's going to be a period of time, so I mean, there's time in between. If you want to change the policy or address the policy, you would have an interim period of time.
What is the policy? Dave is referring to a policy that technically doesn't exist, that the sheriff has a vehicle replacement policy that we don't get to approve the sheriff's vehicle replacement policy.
Well, you do it away.
We do right now by approving the purchase of the vehicles. So this is the moment. This is what I'm saying.
But that's not your argument. Your argument is about them bringing the cars home. That's what you're upset about. Not that they're getting five cars.
Yeah. Well, because every one of them has a car. They would if they weren't all bringing the car home.
But they're going to be bringing slightly older cars home. In the meantime, I just am trying to figure out whether we have to hold it up right now to get to the real conversation you're trying to have. If you give me a reason, I'm with you. But I'm struggling to find out why we can't approve it. And then
because this is approving purchasing five more cars. That's what I'm saying, that I have had this conversation
If I may, and this is the point, that the reason this comes up every time is because we always approve it, and it never gets addressed. And so the point is, if in fact, well, not obviously well, not to satisfy.
Not to mind you.
You're not going to ever satisfy Tracy.
Hold on.
Not on this issue, no.
Listen,
not
time
on
out.
This issue. I think
there's five cars out there. It's already being taken home by those officers.
Right.
Right.
So
yes.
You're not adding five more cars.
No, they're going to retire five of them.
Right. So the policy is still in place. They're still taking the cars home. Mm-hmm. Basically, you're going to get new cars for those whatever five individuals are going to have it.
But
it's not going to change the end of it at all.
Let's just throw round numbers out. If there are 40 officers and 10 are on patrol at a time, I'm just throwing numbers out. If 10 are on, that means 30 cars are sitting at home. If five cars don't get purchased, whatever the number, do you know what the numbers are?
I don't
know what the numbers are.
You know,
but
not every officer has a take-home car. That's incorrect. I want to say that the sheriff... I want to say that you have to be a deputy for 5 years before you can take home a car. So it's not like you graduate from the academy, become a sheriff's deputy, and start taking home a car.
So that's written into a policy somewhere?
I think he's got an SOP at the sheriff's office about that.
But there again, you know, those five cars, those people still have those five cars. Not these cars here.
Right.
Or the car is sitting at a substation, or it's sitting at UCLEC.
So like I said before, it's a policy of the cars. It's not the policy of purchasing the car. This is purchasing the five vehicles.
I know that. But I do not believe we need this many road patrol vehicles.
But we have those vehicles already.
You're
just
going to
replace these five with existing cars.
We're not adding five more cars.
Can we quickly explain to me the process that it would take to change the policy of deputies taking their cars home?
The sheriff's an independently elected official. So he right now has been having his own policy on who takes a car home and who doesn't in the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
We have a take-home vehicle policy in the county. The Charlie Busick policy that Tracy worked very hard on right before I became a legislator back, I want to say it was 2007 that you did the policy. But in that policy, emergency services vehicles are exempt from the policy.
Because we were told that we could not weigh in on it.
But now we know we can.
I feel like we would have a big fight on our hands.
I don't know that we can. The sheriff, like I said, the sheriff's independently elected.
We're not going to be able to change that.
No, I'd have to look at that, but initially, right, he has his own office. He's independently elected.
Within appropriations, he can do what he wants.
Right, what's appropriations?
You have to cut his budget by five cars.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So the only way you have control over is the financing app.
Okay,
yeah. The money.
But here's if I could just finish
to
not
have a
on that. My concern about it is that we're going to show that we're against the sheriff's take-home vehicle policy by potentially leaving unsafe vehicles on the road for sheriff's deputies.
Herb,
now I understand what you're
typically
because it's the only way you're
going to
change it.
Joe.
They
I don't know if you have the table in front of you, but they give you the vehicle that is going to be replaced and the mileage on that vehicle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We really don't want our sheriff's department driving around vehicles that have over 100,000 miles on them because their reliability to respond to an emergency is going to diminish.
We didn't get those tables.
Well, they don't want those vehicles either.
I blame they want for that.
Not for
Paul
the
to come to the table.
The issue here for me turns on whether these vehicles at the homes are available for emergency services, which I my understanding, the reason I didn't object to this at Public Works is that I live in a remote area of the county, and if somebody has their car there that is already equipped and they're ready to go, that can be turned out. So that's my understanding from previous meetings at which this has come up. If we need to get that clarified, I think the idea of pulling these five cars out and passing the rest of it for the things that are being bid out at low prices we can capitalize on is a good solution for now.
Tracy?
That's fine.
All right. Had the discussion.
That's kind of what you want.
Yeah.
All right. So there again, you're not going to solve this by next week. I mean, about the take-home vehicle policy through the sheriff. No, I don't think you are.
I don't know. Okay. I've been trying for many years.
All right. Mm-hmm. So the question becomes, pass it the way it is right now, or pass it with the five vehicles taken out? What's the pleasure of the Ways and Means Committee? Tracy, what would you like to see? I know what you like to see.
Yeah, okay. Everyone knows what I like to see.
Are you making an amendment?
No, we're just taking a poll right now.
Yeah, I mean, I concur with Tracy.
Laura?
I don't have a problem with it as it's written.
Joe?
I don't have a problem with it as it's written either, but I'm going to go down to the Sheriff's Department in the next couple of days and educate myself on what this policy is. And I'd like to go down there with you guys.
Yeah. Well, do you want to hold
all
it
right,
till
so let's
next
hold,
week?
Let's hold it to next week. Okay. Next week we'll make a decision. All right? Motion to make it. Hold it next week. Someone, please.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. They have some time sensitive on the other vehicles.
Oh, we have next week.
I understand. I got next week. Next week.
Yeah. The sheriff provide what vehicles he's going to replace, by the way.
Amber, kindly have the sheriff. Have the sheriff supply us with the vehicles that are going to be replaced, the mileage on it, the years and everything else. Thank
and
you.
The question about the interceptors as
yeah,
well, which kind of got buried in the whole rest of it, but yeah.
54, Stedley Pump, Capital Project 518, purchase of highway equipment. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye. Aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. 56, authorized the chairman of the county to convey a quick claim deed to a state of the party who broke back real property, what was formerly county-owned real property, Department of Finance. Move.
I'll move it.
A second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Roll call in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 57, authorized conveyance of county-owned property to original owners, the Department of Finance. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution 58, authorized the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter an agreement with the village of Ellendale, New Paltz, and Sorbonne relating to the enforcement of real property liens under Article 11, Sections 11102, and so forth, New York State Real Property Law, Department of Finance. Move.
I'll move it for
second.
Discussion.
A second, please.
Second.
All right. Bert, before we go any further, why New Paltz is a Article 10, correct?
These are properties that are eligible via the county Article 11. And these agreements are for us to sell them on behalf of the villages. These aren't just village, the taxes are owed to the county. And what we do is go back to the village and ask them, do they owe you taxes too? What we will do is we'll collect those taxes via the auction.
All right.
And so we share the, if it's less than the taxes,
we prorate basically the share of what's
this
sold.
This is what we do every, all
yes.
the time.
This is correct. Standard procedure. Yes. This is not the discussion this we had regarding...
Right. This is yeah, in Article 10. This is okay. because they owe the county, they're 3 years in delinquent in county tax.
This is another thing.
I know. That's why I've got confused
right.
myself.
All right. A lot of the
yeah, it's in.
Atmosphere here. All right. So it's moved. Second. All in favor?
I need to recuse myself for reasons of employment.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Resolution 59, authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to sell real property acquired by court order pursuant to Article 11 of Real Property, Department of Finance. Move. Please, somebody move it.
I'll move it.
Second.
Double-checking.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Got a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 We have they have reports. They have all the report. Yeah, everybody had reports regarding payroll. Regarding what else?
The budget performance.
Budget transfer performance and so forth.
Personnel.
Yep. All right. Any questions? If not, we also. Do we have a copy of this one? Mm-hmm. Everybody have a copy of. A list of properties eligible for foreclosure should have a packet in your packet of this.
Chairman, yes, Bert. I just so that the committee's aware, that's the list that started at the beginning of January. By the time we go to auction, just in comparison, I don't know how many's on there. We'll end up going to auction with roughly 200. So, you know, they may be on that list now. They might have even redeemed today. So just make the committee aware that's not what we're going to go to auction with.
Glenn?
One question. We had talked about this a couple of years ago, that there were a number of abandoned properties or tax issues in the various towns.
Mm-hmm.
And the county did not take them because of perceived issues
hazardous.
Yes. We really need to try and resolve this, because if it can't get resolved locally, if it can't get resolved, then we just have abandoned property sitting there. And in some cases, they're in very visible spots in the community, and it's kind of, it's not good for the entire community. And I know that B at one point had been working on that. I don't know if you guys made any progress.
Well, I would say before, the judge used to allow us to convey our kind of title to it, to the owner, per se. We need to take title to this property right now, in terms of if it's hazardous. The liability then becomes on the county if there's cleanup or any hazards like that. I don't know if the county would want to take on some of those hazards.
No, but I thought that part of why the Employee Benefit Corp was set up was as a potential way of moving real estate in there. I don't know.
The county would still have to take
the hazard.
Title.
So we've got to find a way of fixing
Dennis.
Yeah, just a point of information. One of the things we have done is we've engaged an environmental attorney.
Yes.
And that environmental attorney is working with the Department of Environment and the Department and the County Attorney's Office. And we're looking at doing what they call TIOs, temporary ownerships, so that we wouldn't do the necessary testing. I'll give you an example. We're working, they just completed some of the work on a property in the town of Rochester. On in Accord, with respect, it's an old dry cleaning space.
You finally are looking at that. Okay.
We're completing all of that work necessary to that, so that when we do offer it for sale, and it's been offered once, so we could actually go through a real estate when it is offered for sale, all the necessary environmental conditions will be able to be disclosed. It makes it a much more saleable property. And we've been working through a number of properties with respect to that, and the attorney's office, the Department of Environment, and the environmental attorney have really been going through doing exactly what you asked us to do.
So this is great to hear. I'm happy. I didn't realize this was going on. So, but does it mean that it can't go up for auction? That it just would be sold in a normal foreclosure process?
I need to offer it once to the auction. And then after that, it could go to privacy.
But as long as that you're disclosing what the hazards are, then the county is not...
Much more saleable property.
Okay.
That's
great to hear.
But there are problems, though. It's not every property can be that way.
Okay.
Because if we have that TIO and we find something very... We don't want the liability.
Okay.
And by taking title, we will have that liability.
So this is a pre-work to taking title for auction. So,
right. It allows us to do the environmental testing.
Can we get a list? I would ask for my community. Do you have a list of properties that you're looking at in my community? I'm happy to hear about the old laundromat.
Here's a list right now.
Sorry?
Here's a list right now.
We have a list?
The one you have in your...
The list of the potential hazard property. Because I think every community has a certain number of those, correct?
Given the nature of it and its legal work, let's consult the county attorney.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your working on it, though. Thank you.
All right, anything else?
Well, work's been done.
Good to hear.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Thank you. A motion to adjourn, please.
Make that motion.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
6:15.